Welcome back. It's episode 85. This is the Big Beat Music Podcast with your host, DJ King Blind. Every week, we talk about and play the best in rock, punk, garage, northern soul, and all things in between. This podcast is an homage to the great radio shows and DJs that inspire me to this day. New episodes every week. Subscribe to make sure you never miss a beat. You can subscribe at djkingblind.com or search The Big Beat with DJ King Blind. King Blind is one word, in any of your favorite podcasting apps. So episode 85, let's talk about what this is going to be. Our theme this week is Label Stories, IRS Records. Let's talk about the label stories that we've done so far. Episode 39 was Merge Records. Episode 51 was Two Tone Records. Episode 62 was SST Records. Episode 70 was Stiff Records. So I thought it was about time to talk about another one of my favorite labels, IRS Records. IRS Records was an American record label founded by Miles Copen III, Jay Boberg, and Carl Grasso in 1979. IRS produced some of the most popular bands of the 80s and was particularly known for issuing records by college rock, new wave, and alternative rock artists, including bands like R.E.M., The Go-Go's, Wall of Voodoo, Fine Young Cannibals, and many, many more. It's quite a story. Let's talk about that name, IRS Records. Miles Copeland III, the founder of IRS Records, is son of CIA agent Miles Copeland Jr. Yes, that CIA, the Central Intelligence Agency. Miles played many roles in the UK punk and new wave music industry scene, up to the middle to the late 70s and on to the 80s. He was the agent, manager, and producer, magazine publisher, record company, and label owner. And many, many things. His brother Ian led a talent agency called Frontier Booking International, so FBI. So humorously, these two brothers thought they would start a record label called IRS, a booking agency called FBI, and they also had a brother, Stuart Copeland, and Stuart Copeland played drums, and he called his band The Police. Yep. Dad was a CIA agent, record label IRS Records, talent agency, Frontier Booking International, and The Police. It's a band that Miles Copeland managed. The Police's first album was released on A&M Records in 1978 with the hit single Roxanne that Copeland called the turning point in his life. Building on the success of The Police, Copeland convinced Jerry Moss, owner of A&M Records and the M in A&M Records, to establish the IRS division in 1979. IRS stood for International Record Syndicate. From 1983 to 1987, IRS Records sponsored a monthly MTV show that was fantastic called IRS Records Presents The Cutting Edge, hosted by Peter Zambra of The Fleshtones. The series concentrated on bands that recorded for the label. A pretty amazing thing. You have the super popular label, and you have your own program from 83 to 87 on MTV. The show's concept would later evolve into an alternative rock program called 120 Minutes, which was launched in 1986. But it did coexist with The Cutting Edge for about a year and a half. IRS Records releases were distributed by A&M Records until 85, and then by MCA until 1990, and then by EMI up until the label folded in 1996. In 85, Copeland brokered a deal to switch label distributors to MCA. Under the agreement, A&M continued to release the label's pre-1985 catalog, much of which can still be found under the A&M banner. Copeland sold IRS Music Publishing to Rondor Music in 1995. The label folded in May 96, with its last release being All Set by the Buzzcocks. It issued 2 weeks before the label's closure, which must have been quite a bummer for the Buzzcocks. Shortly after, Copeland formed ARC 21 Records. So, man, as you can imagine, I'm going to have some unbelievably great tunes to play for you. And the first one is from an album called Beauty and the Beat, from a little Los Angeles all-female outfit called The Go-Go's. There was some huge releases that came out on IRS Records. Three of the albums had been certified platinum or multi-platinum for sales over 1 million records by the RIAA, the Record Industry Association of America. Beauty and the Beat by the Go-Go's in 1981, Document, the fifth album by R.E.M. in 1987, and The Raw and the Cooked by the Fine Young Cannibals in 1989. And there were several albums that were certified gold or, you know, and beyond that, Murmur by R.E.M., Reckoning by R.E.M., Fables of the Reconstruction by R.E.M., Life's Rich Pageant by R.E.M., Vacation by the Go-Go's, Belinda by Belinda Carlisle, and Bloodletting by Concrete Blonde. For a little independent label that was kind of a side thing of A&M that was independently run, their impact was unfreaking believable. And this first song, the song that put the Go-Go's in the map, if you look back to Stiff Records and Two Tone Records and that sort of feel and vibe, remember the Specials on Two Tone Records? Terry Hall, the lead singer of the Specials, wrote this song called Our Lips Are Sealed, and was dating and hanging out with Jane Wheedland and the band, and then gifted the song to them to let it release, you know, so they could release it as their own single as some sort of giant super hit. A spinoff band after the Specials broke up called Fun Boy 3 would also record this song as well, but this is the song, the single version that everyone knows and loves. I have some amazing songs. I can't wait to talk to you about all the great bands I'm going to play. The Go-Go's, R.E.M., The Buzzcocks, The Cramps, The Fall, The Damned, The Dead Kennedys, Lords of the New Church, The English Beat, and on and on and on. It's something. It's 16 songs. It's just about an hour's worth of music. I hope you dig it, man. This is Label Story, IRS Records. Here we go.
All, 'cause I don't interfere. Nothing to corrupt the eyes, there is no vision here. At first you may find it strange, but do not go away. The darkness holds a power that you won't find in the day.
Hooray! estudiantes y los dientes faltantes. Radio.
sports or new chess. Get the one of new chess. Hey!
Yeah.
Man, oh man. Just incredible. Let's talk about what we just played. We ended everything with that great REM song, but I'll get to that. We started everything, Beauty and the Beat from the Go-Go's, Los Angeles, California. Our Lips Are Sealed, that was the single version. From their debut album, Murmur, Athens, Georgia's very own REM. Radio Free Europe is the song, their first single. What a hit. God, just unbelievable. Singles Going Steady is the next song from Manchester, England's Buzzcocks. The great song, What Do I Get? From New York and Los Angeles. Songs The Lord Taught Us is the album from The Cramps. I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Back to Manchester, England. Live at the Witch Trials is the album. The Fall, the song Frightened. London, England, the Black album. The Damned, Wait for the Blackout. San Francisco, California, Fresh Fruit for Rotting Vegetables is the album. From the Dead Kennedys, Holiday in Cambodia is the song. Call of the West is the album. From LA's very own Wall of Voodoo, Mexican Radio is the song. Back to REM, because I love me some REM, man. That's Fables of the Reconstruction. Driver 8 is the song. Fantastic. That guitar playing. Just everybody in REM really just knocks me over. REM, Rapid Eye Movement, or Rapid Ear Movement, depending on who you talk to. Driver 8 is that song. Lords of the New Church. After the Dead Boys breakup, Steve Bader moves to England and forms a band called The Lords of the New Church. And that song is New Church, one of their first singles. Fantastic. Special Beat Service from the English Beat, or as they're called in England, The Beat. Save It for Later is the fantastic song after the English Beat breaks up. A new band forms. They come out with an album called All the Rage. It's General Public and a great song called Tenderness. Beauty and the Beat again. Back to Los Angeles. We got the beat because you got to play the Go-Go's a couple of times, don't you? Declaration is the next album from The Alarm and the fantastic anthem, 68 Guns, Fine Young Cannibals. Self-titled album from Fine Young Cannibals. Johnny Came Home, a huge hit for IRS Records, one of their biggest releases. And my favorite REM album. Yeah, I played REM three times. What are you going to do about it? Start your own podcast, all right? Athens, Georgia, again. Life's Rich Pageant, REM, and the smoking single right out of the gates when you play this album that knocks you out of your britches. Begin the Begin is the song. That is it. That is Label Story, IRS Records. Holy macaroon. Next week, The Road to Punk Rock. We're going to do some best debut singles. We've got songs about musicians. We got all sorts of good stuff coming up. Every Wednesday, there's new episodes. Tune in at djkingblind.com or in your favorite app. Please donate to our show to help keep things going. And that's it. Adios.